Welcome back to Chase Field. Welcome back to a little early BP. I'm Mike Farron. D-backs welcoming in the San Francisco Giants for a key four-game set starting tonight. D-backs 3.5 behind St. Louis in the second wild card spot in the NL. And a game ahead of San Francisco in the standings. D-backs will send Alex Young to the mound tonight. He will be opposed by Derek Rodriguez for San Francisco. We'll talk more about that and about yesterday's loss with Torey Lovello coming up in just a little bit. But D-backs got some good news on Robbie Ray, even though he was placed on the injured list. An MRI showed no structural damage for the D-backs left-hander.
You know, I probably could make my next start, but I might not be at 100% by that time. So I just want to have a normal workload before I can get back into a game. And like I said, so this doesn't turn into something where two, three starts down the road where it becomes a bigger issue.
D-backs set to go tonight with D-backs add John Duplantier to the roster and Stephen Crichton, the reliever. Both come up. Tim LeCastro optioned to AAA. D-backs need some innings right now after Ray was only able to go two before being forced to leave with an injury yesterday. All right, we mentioned it's a key set against San Francisco. D-backs just a game up on them in the wild card race. Let's visit with the manager, Torey Lovello.
Torey, I know the end was disappointing yesterday, but the rest of the game, it was the third time in the last 10, 15 days where it has been a really sloppy defensive effort. What did you see again yesterday, and what were some of the things you talked about afterwards?
Yeah, just a little bit of focus and concentration and picking up the baseball and throwing it to the right base at the right time and trusting your instincts and knowing that you got a clock in your head and it tells you a story as well as to where you got to go and how you got to make the plays. I feel like there were some times where we rushed through some plays and we got a little bit too quick. And you know, fielding is all hands and feet working together. Everybody thinks it's just the hand and the eyes working, but it's more feet. So we're going to shore that up. We got to figure that out. We play very good defensive baseball. When you look up there and you have more than your share of errors, you know that you're not doing things right, and you got to figure that out.
Yeah, there was one play in particular. I think it was the one that actually Walker wasn't charged with an error on, where it looked like Flores may have had a play. We talk a lot about middle infield communication. With the way shifts work, does there need to be a different level of communication between, say, a first baseman and a second baseman?
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't stop there. There's communication between the pitcher and the shortstop or the third baseman when you're leaving big gaps on the opposite side of the diamond near the third base bag. So that's what we work on in spring training. When we're on the backfields, it's very tedious and time-consuming. But we're talking about that part of it, about the aspects of communication, knowing the spacing, knowing where guys are, because we do aggressively overshift. And when you do, you got to know that somebody's in back of you and you might not have to make the play in front of you.
All right, Robbie Ray obviously had to come out of the game after two innings because of back spasms. How is he?
He's doing okay. He had an MRI and everything came back very clean. And, you know, our discussions were that because of the fact that he got taken off the field yesterday and would have to have a hurried or a condensed work week, it just wasn't worth it to us. So we decided to skip him for one start, put him on the DL, let him recuperate. But he's in a good spot. What he just said to me was that if it was the last game of the year, game 163, he's taking the mound. So that tells you he feels pretty good.
All right. With trying to fill, I realize that you guys are still trying to figure out exactly what you want to do, but what are some of your options?
Well, we're kind of picking up some thoughts. You know, we got John Duplantier here right now. He's going to be pitching out of the bullpen. There's some options in AAA that we're considering. We haven't yet filled up what that thought will be. We've been throwing everything up against the wall, trying to figure out the best option possible. So it'll be a one-turn thing for whoever that is. And Robbie's not expected to miss more than that. But we want guys to come up here and be competitive. If it's from AAA, and if it's from somebody within, we feel like they're going to be a very good option for us.
You mentioned Duplantier up. Stephen Crichton also. So options. Tim LeCastro goes out with Robbie on the IL. With Duplantier, do you view him potentially as a bullpen piece, not just for the short term because you needed length? Is he somebody that could end up pitching out of the bullpen the remainder of the way?
Probably. And I say that half-heartedly, because in this game things change very quickly. But as it stands right now, we're going to use him out of the bullpen and perhaps leave him there. And if something comes up, we may use him as an option as a starter. But we're very reluctant to keep pushing him in and out of the rotation, in and out of the bullpen. I think he's here now in the bullpen. We would like to make that a permanent spot for him.
Did the stuff tick up at all in this last trip to Reno?
Yeah, it started to spike up a little bit. I know he got up to 80 pitches and was having some trouble working through his innings and the pitch count was climbing. But it started to spike a little bit. It started to get back to that direction we thought.
Right. Del Marte out of the lineup today. I know you've been trying to get him a day off. Mm-hmm. Is it this the final day of guys are going to get some rest out of Colorado, or is there another one coming before you start going full board?
No, I think we're going to get pretty close to going full throttle here. And, you know, going into, while in, and coming out of Colorado, I just make the decisions. I want to get guys off their feet. Everybody's a little bit gassed, a little bit fatigued after the busy three games up there in Denver. But Cattell's going to be a mainstay in their force. He's going to go until he says he needs a day off.
Torrey Lovello joins us on Early BP. Again, pregame show starts at 6. First pitch at 6:40. Greg Schulte is back. He and Tom Candiotti will have a call for you tonight on the D-backs Network. And we will talk to you tomorrow with more Early BP.